Parshas Vayelech, it's brought down, Vayelech Moshe, that Ebenezer says on that Moshe went out, that he went out before he died. He went to each Shevet and notified them that he was about to die, and that they should not be afraid because he was leaving them with Yehoshua, who would be a reliable leader to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. And growth through Torah, or Zalat Pliskin, he brings down a tremendous lesson that you could learn from Moshe Rabbeinu here, that whenever someone has a fear, you need to do everything you can as a chesed to alleviate those fears. Moshe knew that even if they felt fear, it was based on an error, because he knew Yeshua was a perfectly capable and devoted leader, and the people could trust him into bringing them into Eretz Yisrael and guiding them in the right path. But nevertheless, fear is a very painful, difficult emotion, and therefore it's an act of chesed to help a person overcome it. That's why it's brought down, it's usher to be matal eimi yaseri, not to cause excessive fear, unnecessary fear, not to laugh at people that have these fears or they're anxious, because when you mock them and deride them, that'll cause them more emotional pain. Instead, you become skilled in helping others remove themselves of their fears with a compassion, with an understanding, and that is a tremendous chesed. Another lesson you learn from this parsha is that when you're a manig, when Hashem appoints you with an achrayas to be a manig or to be a rav or to be a leader, or even in your own household to a certain level, you need to act from a position of strength, even though you're an anav, and it's not contradictory to one another. It's brought down that Vayikra Moshe Yeshua Vayomei Lov Leinei Kol Yisrael Chazak Ve'ematz. Moshe called Yeshua, told to him, Le'enei Kol Yisrael, in front of all of Klal Yisrael, Chazak Ve'ematz, be strong, be powerful. Pashupshat is that Moshe said this to Yeshua in public, Be'enei Kol Yisrael. The Meshech Chachma has a beautiful vart here, that's not the vart. He's saying, Vayikra Moshe Yeshua, Moshe told Yeshua, Vayimei loved, and this is part of Moshe's words, that le'enei kol Yisrael, when you're in front of the Jewish people, chazak ve'ematz. That's how he teaches it. Moshe told Yeshua that you need to be strong and powerful when you're in the presence of the people. Yeshua was going to take over the leadership of the Jewish people, and a king is commanded not to become arrogant, right? He needs to be humble, an anav, and in private, and melech has to be exceedingly humble. But at the same time, it's brought down that a melech shemochel al kavoidei ein kavoidei mochel, a king has no right to forego his honor. And Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the anav mikol adam, told Yeshua, his successor, that he should not be machnia himself. When he has a position of authority and he's a man of Yisrael, he should not be machnia yourself. He should be as tough as iron, strong like a lion, for the benefit of his nation. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu, people sometimes wonder why he was so strong. Don't listen to their tefillos by Kairach, fighting against them, very strong, which seems externally opposite his anova. And the answer is here, as a manig Yisrael, to defend the position of being representing the Torah, there you externally have to be strong and defend the covet of Am Yisrael and the covet of the Torah. So anava really is the awareness of your small madrega connected the entire world, connected the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even anava in practical terms has its time and its place. And when you're in a position of authority, you need to ensure that your commands are being followed. And the ideal is that a person needs to have humility when he has a personal relationship with someone else. Like you see in the case with Parshas Bala Yischa, when Miriam spoke Lashon Hara about him, Moshe didn't care whatsoever. That was a personal issue. And he had no akpada whatsoever. But as a manig, sometimes he talks sharply. Because in order to be a manig, you need to be strong. You need to have that strength. Because it is for the greater good. People are dependent upon him. And very often you find where people that are tremendous anavim, but they're put into a position where they become of authority. Yerv Rav Moshe Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, well known, tremendously, his anivus was beyond comprehension of what an anav he was. Nevertheless, you know, you can hear stories, you read stories of when he felt it was necessary to defend a psak of his, to defend Kavod HaTorah. He didn't budge. He was strong like a lion. Rav Yaakov Pam Zecher Tzadik Lavracha, same way. Very mild-mannered, on of Mikol Adam. But when it came to certain principles of Torah, as a manik, people looked up to him. He didn't budge. He stayed strong. So this is a beautiful vart. And this applies also even with regular people. They are anovim, and they feel very humble. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in a place of authority, whether at work, whether in an organization, whether even as a Rebbe, as Talmidim, you have to have a certain degree of a leadership over your Talmidim, as much as of aniv that you actually are inside. And your Talmidim need to be makar that anivus too, and talking softly, they'll realize you're an aniv. But there'll certainly be times where as a Rebbe, as a manik, whatever it is, each person according to their level, that they can't be mevatera on their kavod in that sense, because it's kavod HaTorah. They have to put themselves in that position to be strong in front of people that they're trying to influence. So that's a tremendous yisoid. Another tremendous yisoid of this week's parsha is the positive benefits of the mitzvah hakel on the children, as it's brought down, ha'anoshim v'hataf, are to be brought there. And the Rashi brings down the Gemara Chagiga daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that the young children were brought in order to bring rewards to their parents. And the Gemara calls it a Marganisa Taiva, a precious jewel. Well, the reason why it's such a precious jewel, because it teaches you a special lesson about educating the very young, that they have a tendency sometimes to make noise or disturb. And yet there is a certain shear, for example, by Mikra Megillah and other things, when it's appropriate to bring them to shul in certain situations. But in certain situations, it's a mitzvah to bring them regardless. But you have to, I guess, you need a shikel hadas at how far they disturb other congregants. But the concept behind it, though, is that when you do bring the child to the Beis HaMedrash, just like there was a mitzvah hakel to bring everyone, even the taf, it has a major positive influence on the child for the rest of his life. And he gains from that experience, whether he remembers it consciously that much or whether he doesn't, and so on and so forth. So that's another beautiful lesson in this week's parsha. And no matter how young your children are, to bring them to a makom Torah, and that good hashba has a roshim on them, a tremendous roshim on them, even if they're small children that on a conscious level don't really comprehend that much yet. Another lesson from this week's parsha, it says that Hashem will get angry and he'll leave, it'll be a hester panim, but then it says, "Va'ama b'yoymahu." He'll recognize that day that haloi aki ein elikabik kirbi mitzvah uni haroisa eila. The reason why these things, these evils, are happening, is because Hashem is not with me. And the idea is behind this is that when you know the reason of why a misfortune takes place, and you try to learn lessons from it, it helps much easier to cope with that tzara that a person is in. We always hope, and Mr. Shem, we try, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this a lot, that even though something starts out as a tzara, tzadik reish hey, if you learn the lesson from it, and you could transform it, it brings tremendous tzayelas, and the tzayar could become a tzara could become a tzayar. The misfortune could become a great light. But one of the concepts behind it is to see the lesson behind it, and to grow from it. And once you do, that mitigates the suffering tremendously. And that is why, you know, everyone asks that you should not come to misfortune. You ask people, Al tevi'enu l'idei nisayon, remove yisurim from me, as the Gemara in Brachos talks about. But once a person already had it, and he attained it, like the stipler once said to somebody who he was comforting, who had tzaras, and he told him, and he meant it, I envy your suffering because it's an asset that one would not sell for all the money in the world. He used these words a lot to encourage people who were depressed and who felt down. And that's a good, mahalach, when a person already had suffered it in the past. It already happened. Of course, for the future, you ask, please Hashem, remove it from me. Save me from it. That's the healthy thing to do. But when a person is experiencing currently or in the past, you look at it like it's a treasure. It's a treasure because it's my ticket to Olam Haba. It's a ticket for me to have refuas and yeshuas and nechamas that we don't even comprehend what they could be. And that could be a tremendous nechama for people. So to learn, to review some of these lessons we just said, very, very important to calm people's fears, just like Moshe told people, the Shvatim, beforehand he was going to die and not to be afraid. Left to Yeshua as a manik. It's a tremendous mitzvah to alleviate anxiety and fears from people. Moshe told Yeshua in front that Le'enei called Yisrael Chazak Ve'ematz, in front of the Klal Yisrael, you have to be strong. So you need to have anova, but at the same time, when Hashem places you in a position of authority, Hashem wants you to use those kaychais, and in front of people, you need to be mashpia and be strong. And don't say, I'm not kedai, I'm not roi, but you need to have that strength. And the importance of being mashpia to children, whether they recognize it consciously or not, like from the side of Hakel, and to recognize that once you know the reasons behind the tzara, or you learn lessons from it, even though you don't understand the reason, the meaning of it itself, what gives you meaning, creates a tremendous nechama, a tremendous comfort. Like you have, Viktor Frankl brought down in his book, Man's Search for Meaning, and other places, that there was a story. This is just a story from World War II. A lady lost somehow, I don't know how she got it, whatever the story was, that lost many, many children through the war, whatever it was, and she had the teeth, and she made a chain with the teeth of her dead children. Sort of sounds like the story of Yechon a little bit. And someone asked her, though, how could you be soivel that? That's constantly in front of you, reminding you the death of your children. And she says that I look at this and this inspires me to continue what I'm doing, which she basically built a home for orphans and organized it to take care of orphans. So using the tragedy to bring meaning into their life and transform your life. That is the attitude to have once something already had happened. Before something happens, someone's in a current tzara, of course you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to please remove it, send the Yeshua, to remove suffering from Klal Yisrael. That's the right attitude. We wish all of Klal Yisrael, refuas and Yeshuas and Nechamas, we never want them to suffer, not even a moment. But when the suffering had already happened, and then you're trying to come to terms with it, and you find some meaning in it, that brings light to it, and that is a tremendous comforting force. Hashem, help that we shouldn't have these nisyonos. Hashem should only shower upon us revealed and open bracha. Have a wonderful Shabbos.